Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. It's a little bit of small business heaven there, ladies and gentlemen. When you check it out, I think you'll find a lot of things that will benefit you if you're a small business owner or if you want to be. Go there and read some of the articles. There are hundreds of those. There are thousands of archives of past shows that we've done. Don't forget the live and the replay of the most recent show is up there on the website, and you can find out about all of our 400-plus Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday. So check that out when you get a chance, www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, because I know you probably know who he is, and I do too, but we're just now meeting for the first time this week, and I want to introduce him to you on our show. His name is Christopher Lowell, and you know him as the host and the award-winning host. He won an Emmy for his show. And the driving force behind the Christopher Lowell Show, which is on the Discovery Channel. And there are so many other things we can tell you about him, which I will as the visit goes through. But right now I want to get him on the air. Christopher Lowell, welcome to the show.
How are you, Jim? Nice to be with you this morning.
It's good to be with you, and I appreciate you joining us. Tell us where Chagrin Falls is, Ohio.
Chagrin Falls is a little sort of Courier-Knives, picturesque terrain about 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland, and it's a wonderful little community. It's one of the first communities to be established in that area. And
now, is this one of those little places where you are now entering and the you are now leaving sign are on the same post?
Well, it still has one of those great little Main Street USAs. There aren't many of those left in the world anymore, and it enjoys. It's got beautiful sort of southern plantation-style farms, and it's a semi-wealthy community outside of Cleveland, and very much what we call the horsey poopy tweety set live there.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking, Christopher. I was just about to say that, actually. Christopher, that's where you got your start, wasn't it?
Well, it was interesting. I went there to re-image my I think it was my 20th company that happened to be located in just outside of Chagrin in a place called Solon, Ohio, which is more of an industrial area. And as I went there, kind of experiencing a little bit of corporate burnout, I'd re-imaged so many companies. It was kind of my swan song, and I said, you know, when I finish this, I think this is going to be it. And while I was there, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? You know, you've reimaged lots of corporations, made them lots of money, helped them define who they are. Who are you, you know?
And this was in the early 90s, wasn't it?
This was in the early 90s. This was, I think I went there, I think, in 94. My job was to actually design the very first, what they called the Greenpeace line. It was a shampoo line for a company called Matrix. And they wanted... customary to the kind of jobs I would get, they always begin very esoteric, and then my job is to figure out what they'll look like, how they'll roll out nationally, and then who that audience is. And this was at a time when we were really becoming very conscious of biodegradability, very conscious of science working with nature, that kind of thing. And so we knew that a couple of the big shampoo competitors in the professional beauty industry were all thinking the same thing, and they had hired me to kind of get the first Greenpeace shampoo line to market. So I created a shampoo called Biolage for them.
I've seen that. I think I probably used that.
Well, Biolage, historically what I do is I go into a company, I work full-time for them, but as a consultant in-house.
As a small business owner.
Yes. And I also work as their marketing and their market research, and then their creative director. My job is also to conduct all the photo shoots, decide what the trends will be, how it will look in billboards, magazines, and so on and so forth. So I knew I was going to be in Ohio for the next at least 3 to 4 years, reimaging this company. And we launched that brand. It happened to be the most successful launch to date in the history of the professional shampoo business. So at that end, I kind of wanted to go out with a swan song. And I was saying to myself, you know, in a weird way, my job for so many years has been marketing primarily to women. When I first started out my advertising agency in New York, you know, it was sort of a band of three or four of us tragically hip, you know, kids got together in New York. And we were having a hard time getting accounts because we were such a small business. But we knew we had passion. We knew we had good ideas. And I knew how to get up on top of a boardroom table, literally, and say, fade to black, you know.
Christopher, stand by. We got to take a quick break. You know how this stuff works.
Yep.
And we're going to come back with the with a tragically hip Christopher Lowell, and we're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. I want to hear about how he got into home decorating. Stay back. Stand with us. Intel. Quentin. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Christopher Lowell, the Emmy Award-winning host of the Christopher Lowell Show. Many of you have seen this. Millions of people watch it on the Discovery Channel. It's on every day, isn't it, Christopher, 5 days a week?
Yeah, it's on every day, and it's on sometimes 3 to 4 times a day, depending on when you're up.
It's all Christopher all the time. Christopher,
unbelievable, I know.
Now you're in Ohio, and you helped Matrix launch their shampoo line. And how did you get from there to the decorating?
Well, you know, I had decided that I really wanted to move forward. I'd always felt it myself that I always had an understanding about creativity, personal creativity. I had been doing classes for many years on the difference between talent and creativity, which a lot of people confuse. We are all innately creative, and many of us think that if we're not talented like we see portrayed in the media, that it's not a part of our lives. And I always thought that there was something sort of tragic about that. And I taught classes at Boston University many years prior, and it always sort of sat in my craw. But I never, at the end of these classes, I never gave anybody a real assignment. And as I was winding up my sort of at the end of a little bit of corporate burnout, I sort of said, you know, I just started watching television one day, and I could tell that my crew was kind of looking at me saying, all right, Christopher, what's next? And they proposed that I take a look at this very budding thing at that time called how-to programming. Well, at that time, it was totally in its infancy. I think it was pretty much Martha, Bob Vila, and then soon to be me, but that was it. And the rest of the programs that were local programs, they're all kind of what we used to call the pipe cleaner and paper plate craft programs, which I wasn't much interested in because I said to myself, anybody who's got time to do crafts probably isn't going to be, you know, somebody that's going to hold my attention. And that was, to me, seemed sort of like a therapy sort of thing that you did once the kids left the house or whatever. And so I never gave it much thought. So I started watching television, looking to kind of get into something that I felt would have some sort of, would be a way for me to be able to communicate personal creativity. And we started looking at the marketplace, and I began to see such contradiction out there. And I was watching, you know, one decorator would come on. You could tell she was a housewife who really wasn't informed, and she would say, you know, take a piece of fabric, build the entire room around the fabric. And I would say to myself, okay, now wait a minute, I'm going to spend thousands of dollars on furniture to accommodate, what, 8 yards of fabric, which is the first thing I'd replace. And I would say, you know, this sort of doesn't make any sense.
Were you concerned that you might have trouble breaking through with that message?
Yes, I was. However, I'd been working internally with corporations for so many years, and I watched, I'd honed my skills on being able to take, you know, corporate people and even people who were sort of standing around justifying their experience and jump-starting their careers within their own departments. That I said, you know, I want to reach out to something bigger that everybody can have a part of. And I noticed that when I was working interdepartmentally, it was really about gut intuition, psychology, and getting people to understand how to take ownership of whatever job they were doing, no matter how menial. And as I watched these transformations happen, and as they resulted in a three-dimensional campaign that went across the country, you know, and then I would go to the corporate conferences, and I'd watch them stand on their feet when I'd walk out on stage because they all had a sense of ownership about what they'd done. And I said, why can't I take this kind of personal creative, you know, message about, you know, integrity and ownership and inspiration and bring it to a place where it could really be needed? So we started watching these how-to shows, and honest to God, one night I was feeling a little bit depressed, and I was watching the sitcom Home Improvement with Tim Allen while I was flipping back and forth to Martha Stewart, and I was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and it suddenly dawned on me, if you took Martha Stewart, lightened her up a little bit, made her a little self-effacing like Tim Allen, and if those two got in a train wreck, I bet I could do that. And sort of, you know, one thing kind of
that sounds like another. That sounds like a cloning project to me.
It kind of was, you know. And so I, you know, the biggest task for me was I said, well, you know, in order for this to be effective, I've got to use the same information on myself, and I've got to treat what could be potentially a great television program the same way I treat, you know, creating a product and launching a product. And the first thing that I needed to do is I needed to know my audience. So I remember driving down the streets of Chagrin Falls, Ohio, and I look up. There's this 18th-century brick building right next to a 100-foot waterfall. And I kind of looked around, and I said, this is like a PBS special ready to happen. So I said, you know what? While I'm still working, finishing up at Matrix, launching the Biolage thing, I'm going to go ahead and take that retail space. And I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with the retail space. But I said, you know...
So you rented a space without really knowing what you were going to do with it.
I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but it was inexpensive, and I you know, at that time, I could afford it. And I wanted to tie up the space, and I had this idea about, wouldn't it be interesting to use this inspiring community and kind of mobilize the entire community? So I unabashedly shot a documentary film on myself.
As you were wont to do from time to time, the unabashed part. I mean.
That's exactly right. And so I said, you know, I had a message. You know, I decorated the space the way I thought people in that area would like to live if they knew how to do it. We spent about 6 months under construction. I furnished the space, and I knew it had to have two components in order to get the community involved. It had to be teaching something, and it had to be part of the community. So I started doing people's weddings, which got me out into the community.
Christopher, I got to stop you right there because we got to go to a break. You know how, as I said, you know how this works. Folks, Christopher has a saying that I like. He says, where there is fear, there is no creativity. And I think you can hear from, as he talks about the development of his small business, which it still is a small business, by the way, is a very successful organization, is still a small business. You can tell that he follows his own advice. When we come back, we're going to get Christopher to help us with our, decorate our offices a little bit. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Christopher Lowell. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Christopher Lowell, soon to be an old friend, because, Christopher, we're going to want you to come back and do the show again with us sometime soon.
Terrific. By the way, you're playing Stevie Nicks there. I was just in one of her rehearsals.
Oh, really?
Before she left on tour for the fifth time.
Wow. What a great talent. What a great talent. Yeah, it's an outstanding band, and Rhiannon is one of my favorites. That's the song that she was just singing. Christopher, give us your website, please.
It's www.christopherlowell.com.
ChristopherLowell.com. That's two L's on the end there. And
that's
correct. Tell us what we find at the website.
You will see you'll see content on the website. You'll see demos. You'll see quick tips. But you'll also see kind of the world of Christopher Lowell. We are a consortium of many companies that I have licensing, design, and marketing partnerships with, like Office Depot. And you'll notice when you go on the website that from our furniture at Office Depot to our window treatments with 3-day blinds across, you'll see that everything there goes with everything else. So you can literally shop for almost everything for your home and then go to wherever the Christopher Lowell brand is being sold to the destination points, depending on, you know, what your interests are.
Can they find your books there? I know you've got one book.
Absolutely.
Christopher Lowell, Seven Layers of Design, Fearless, Fabulous, Decorating.
That's correct.
That's one of them. And so they can find those there, and I'm sure they can wherever books are sold. Now, tell us when is the main time that your show is on Discovery Channel? What's the primary? Is there a schedule?
Well, we've just moved from the Discovery Network to Discovery's new digital channel called Discovery Home.
Okay.
That you'll have to check your local listings for.
Okay.
I think we're on 3 times a day. I know we're on. One of the reasons why we felt that might be a good idea is because so much of my audience are working people, and being on a daytime for so many years, we missed that audience who couldn't watch because they were at work.
Well, like small business owners who are trying to decorate their offices.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and right. And so I think that's a good idea. And speaking of which, Christopher, talk to us about, give us some tips on decorating our offices.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, today the lines between work and play are really blurring. You know, we get that one email that we want to open up triggers us having to open up 4 other business emails. So we end up where we're going to check in, especially at home. One of the things that we've been a big proponent of, and that's kind of how Office Depot and us got together, is that people really want their offices to feel like their homes now, but they don't really know how to do that. You know, many years ago we were told, you know, the cold overhead lights would make you focus and keep everything streamlined and don't personalize the office. And all of these things actually, because we spend so much time in the office now, is actually creating stress we don't need. So one of the things that we decided to do was every time we do a show on home office and small business offices on the air, our ratings would go through the roof.
Right.
And over the years, we saw they kept asking for more and more and more of those kind of themed shows. So we continued doing more. And we really began to realize, you know, parents would come to us and they'd say, you know, it used to be that I had a sort of mini computer for my recipes in the kitchen, and now I'm online, my husband's online, and my 2 kids are online. And how do I do this without turning my home into a, IBM, you know? So we started looking at that marketplace, and Office Depot was kind of thinking of the same thing at the same time. And we kind of looked at what was available out there at the time, and it was either the ready-to-assemble stuff, which looked like office furniture and looked ready-to-assemble, or if you went to a fine furniture store to really outfit your place so it felt great, you were spending thousands of dollars.
And you wanted to blend the environment of the home with the practicality of the office.
And it was really interesting because when Office Depot and I first got together, they were afraid that I would focus so much on the home that it wouldn't translate into small business. And we're finding that it's split between the two because a lot of small businesses have the same dilemma as home. Many of them have open areas because they can't afford a separate office for everybody. Mm-hmm. So there isn't any really cohesiveness or any sort of design there that accommodates, you know, function and organization and technology. And so we kind of went to work, and we had been working.
Christopher, I'm going to have to slow you down because we got about 30 seconds before we have to go. But you're going to come back and talk about this some more. Give us one last decorating thought before you go.
Paint is the cheapest thing you can do to make your office feel really good. And chances are, you know, if you've got, find a great color. It's the very first layer of my 7 layers of design. And from there, you add the next 6 layers. And then, you know what, get rid of all that stuff that you thought that's taking up clutter. Put it on a disc and put it in the top drawer.
Right. And don't forget, folks, you can find Christopher Lowell's outstanding office collection at Office Depot. Thank you, Christopher, for being here. Look forward to our next visit already.
Terrific. Thank you. Nice being with you, Jim.
You too. See you later, Christopher.
Bye-bye.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.